Will you talk for a second? Because I need a break.
Yeah, that's quite an extensive one. Oh, yeah, I can introduce the band while we're going here. So on drums, we have Jess Townsend, who is pretty great. she's rolling her eyes. And on bass, we have Derek Bergstrom. Oh, yeah. And I'm Jack Mestel on vocals and guitar.
All right, we're back.
And we're back. This next one is actually a pretty new one, and it's actually a great one if you're probably all planning to be maybe around a Thanksgiving dinner table with people that maybe don't agree with your views, and well, you might feel like you want to scream, and that's kind of what this song is about. So hope you like it.
Wait, hold on.
Oh,
this
okay.
This is our last song, right?
This is our last song if we don't have time for one more. And we'll see if Joel will tell us. Oh,
okay. So
this is our second to last song. All right, ready?
You're not the kind of man I thought you were. Just a kid. Back then you were everything to me. You used to show me all the things you cared about the universe. The nicest guy has less empathy, atrophy.
Just one more for you, and then thank you for having us.
Socials.
Oh yeah, you can find us on all the socials, but we'll be talking to you right after this as well. But
oh, yeah.
If you want to find us on the socials, we're Happy Little Clouds Band, and we're everywhere that you want to see us. What?
Like Visa.
Oh, Derek says like Visa.
I forgot how this song goes. Okay.
You feel I wish I could reverse it. Don't go jumping on a death wish. I'll go.
Thank you very much for Happy Little Clouds. See you in a few minutes.
All right. Like Jack said, we'll be talking to Happy Little Clouds in a little bit. But in the meantime, here's some Galaxy Cake. 91.5 WMFO.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. When he stored the gun, he didn't know. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This is coffee.
I brush my teeth today. I put on pants today. Hey, my coffee's sweet today. Whoa, we're keeping busy, yeah. We're keeping busy. We're keeping busy, yeah. We're keeping busy, yeah. I comb my teeth today. I don't have pep today. My coffee's sour today.
A perfect companion. To conquer the earth.
We think we know what these. We have no idea how many there are.
In my coffee.
I ground my teeth today. Keeping busy, yeah. We're keeping busy, yeah. We're keeping busy, yeah. We're keeping busy.
WMFO. That's Bear Monster with Medium Roast. The Galvanics, wanted to pronounce that right, with Lost Call. And I started that off with Galaxy Cake. And now we have Jess and Jack here from Happy Little Clouds. Say hello.
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 All right, there we go. All right. At least you sound good. Anyway.
You sound great.
Thank you. So, how was it in there?
It was good. It was great. It's weird to not play like for an audience, though.
Okay.
So,
yeah, and with the headphones on, and you're hearing yourself, so it's sort of like easy to get stuck in your head. And
yeah,
I feel like all of us were.
We took
definitely
turns.
Like, I could tell Jack was. You were definitely in your head. I was in my head watching you get in your head.
Yeah, yeah. So. It happens. It happens to the best of us.
Well, I mean, you also had Facebook. Was it Facebook or Instagram Live?
Oh, yeah.
Going on,
we had Instagram
the whole time.
Going.
And we're doing that right now.
We are. We're still going.
We're playing. We're just playing with it.
Yeah, we never did it before. I mean, so we thought we'd try it out.
We were talking off air, and I was seriously considering doing that on our end.
Oh,
and just having a total meta thing, but
you could do it now, and it could still happen.
Well, anyway. I don't know if I can actually do a live from the On the Town with Mikey D page, but yeah. Well, I mean, it's enough that you're doing it.
Yeah, we got you covered.
We got you covered for sure.
So the last time you were here was what? 2 months ago, you were promoting a single that we couldn't play.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were doing Lungs at that time, and I was all like, oh, we're going to come back, and we're going to, every 2 months, we're going to have a release. Yeah. Remember?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But guess what? We played today, so we brought you some music.
Excellent.
At least.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we can tell you about a future release. That's coming up in January.
Yeah, we're doing a...
Okay, so that's far enough away.
Yeah.
Because the last time you were here, you were promoting a single release like the next week. And so you're torturing us.
Oh, that was so mean.
Yeah.
That was so mean.
We like to torture you.
I think we brought
here.
You like the artwork and we were like, here, this is great for radio, the artwork.
Yes. Yes, great for radio. Yeah.
We're big teases.
Yeah.
Yes. But, so, no more teases. You're here. You just played.
Yeah. Yep.
And you have something coming in the just far enough future that I don't have to ask to play it.
Right. Right.
So.
Yeah. Yep. We really are excited about it, though, because it's a good song, we think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a banger.
Yeah. It's a banger.
So. So is this part of an ongoing project, or are you just going to be doing more singles? I forget if I asked you last time.
Oh, yeah, you may have, but we'll say again, or for the first time, that we are doing basically, what is it, two more singles, and then we're putting out an EP with like one unreleased.
With one more song?
One extra song on it.
That's the plan anyway.
Yeah.
Nice.
Things can shift. I'm trying to be less like, this is the plan. We have to stick to it. You know, we're trying to be more like, oh, let's adjust as we need.
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah. Yeah. We're artists. Things are flowing.
And
I don't know if I like that plan.
I don't like that. I don't operate that way very well. I like to have it all mapped out very clearly.
And I am not like that.
I am learning to.
I mean, I can be. It depends. It depends. But I'm mostly loosey-goosey compared to Jess here.
Yeah.
Yeah. and Jess is the drummer.
Yeah.
So.
Well, she keeps the time,
and
though.
The motivator, you know? And yeah. Yeah.
She keeps us on time.
Mm-hmm.
That's her job.
Keeps us on time and in time.
And in time. Yeah. All the time. All the time, in time, on time.
Yeah.
So, Jack, I'm assuming you're doing the majority of the writing for the band. What keeps you inspired for this band as opposed to, you know, starting a different kind of project?
Oh, well, I guess life. I just write about, you know, it's kind of my therapy in a way. So basically just whatever comes to me, I get out. It's like an outlet. So, and then I guess these guys like help develop those ideas into this like even better than I can imagine thing. So,
aww.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So I can't imagine doing that with anyone else now. These guys have spoiled me forever. Because they're both like in their own right so talented at their instruments and adding their flavor to these songs. So it's just like, yeah, they're just so original. You can't, I don't know. I just can't see me doing that with anyone else.
Hmm. Oh, that's so sweet.
That's very sweet.
And, and speaking of which, to get a little more on the serious side and somewhat political.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw the most amazing shout out from Amanda Palmer.
Oh, my God.
What was it?
Yeah.
earlier today or yesterday or something like that.
It was, well, it happened, I think, a few days ago, or was it, you keep the time,
I
not me,
know.
So when did this happen? Well, basically what happened was, me and a bunch of other musicians are part of this documentary that Dave Habib directed, and he went around like about, I don't know, like 7 years ago or something. And he just filmed a whole bunch of mostly women in the Boston music scene. Mm-hmm. And then me, I identify as transgender. So, yep. But basically all these women and basically non-cis men and or other non-binary representation.
Anyway, we got
filmed.
That's why this is you know, a little political, but
well, right, but it is and it isn't. It's human, is what it is. And Dave did this amazing documentary, and so he's had a number of screenings, but there was one last Wednesday that I attended, and a bunch of other people in the film attended, and then Amanda Palmer also attended and ran the Q&A at the end, so after the film ran. So, we were asked a bunch of different questions, and then she, one of the questions was about, like, in this new kind of political atmosphere, have you become more political? And also that night, I found out that the other trans person in that film, unfortunately, passed away and took her own life, I think, and that just broke my heart, honestly, and because of, you know, what's been going on lately, and, you know, there's maybe a potential threat and of increased violence for trans people.
Absolutely.
And queer people and women too. It's just I ended up saying, you know, something along the lines of, you know, it's been a hard week for especially those in the trans community. So we basically, And basically it kind of ended there. And then the next day, Amanda Palmer was, I guess, woke up and felt like she wanted to say something after I said that and didn't get a chance to, or didn't come to her.
She mentioned you by name and everything.
She did. So, yeah, that was so nice. And basically she was just like, I have your back, Jack.
Yeah.
No, that was the catchphrase.
That's amazing. And, yeah.
And she was basically calling others to, you know, have trans people's back right now in this kind of hard time. And, you know, and I think it's important. It's an important message. And it also goes along with this week. It's Trans Awareness Week. It's Trans Day of Remembrance today, actually. So
I should have remembered that, but I didn't.
That's all right. Yeah. So anyway, it just, I guess I'll repeat the message really that Amanda said, which was, you know, speak up, tell the people in your life that are trans or queer or women or whomever is maybe a marginalized group. Tell them that you have their backs, because it just is good to hear. There's unfortunately a lot of violence and, you know, and suicide and all these horrible things that this community is facing right now. So,
I was just amazed that when I saw that. I mean, you know, those Facebook reels, you know, they just, it just randomly arrives, and I was just surprised. I was like, wow, AFP calls out Jack.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say what the F in AFP stands for, but
Amanda
Palmer. but yeah, no, that was amazing. And since Amanda Palmer's returned to Boston, I mean, we may be seeing her a lot more.
Yeah, you haven't seen the last of her, I'm sure.
Maybe Happy Little Clouds could open for maybe a Dresden Doll show. I don't know.
Hey, put it out in the universe, and we would not say no.
That would be great.
That would be cool.
All right. I'm gonna play a tune, and then we're gonna go into what's next for Happy Little Clouds. Yeah. So here is Chevrolet 91.5 WMFO.
Can you please unfamous me and let me live my life in dark obscurity? Can you please take me off your list of things you need to find, of things you'd like to kiss? Virginia Care. Allegiance.
That's a skeleton in the closet. Oh,
I forgot about it.
I totally confounded Jack. It was an existential moment.
It was like, wait.
Glorious.
Oh, Jess loves it.
Well, I don't remember like how we recorded that. Oh, you know what? I think we recorded that in Alex's house.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, you're... Okay, Derek's right. Holding up the live feed that we have. Or
why are you laughing?
Oh, jeez.
It's like all head.
Oh, yeah. You need to back it up a little bit.
Oh.
In the live videos. You know, when it's like
up my nose.
So okay. Now we have all of Happy Little Clouds here.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. So, in the time we have left, what is next? Or Happy Little Clouds.
Well, we have a show coming up on December 5th at the Jungle with our friends Double Star and the Jacklights, and probably a DJ of some sort.
TBA.
They get all the probably
definitely TBA. A DJ. We wanted it to be a 3-band bill, and
okay,
so we're gonna have a DJ at the end of the night.
Probably Steve Aoki.
You know, keeping it low key.
Did you say queerioki? No.
No, Steve Aoki.
Oh, I was like, we can do some queerioki at the end.
Probably Fat Boy Slim.
That would be fun.
Hey, queerioki would be fun.
Right?
Yeah.
I used to play before queerioki at the Midway Cafe early on.
All right, let's find that person that does that.
Yeah.
And get them.
If you do queerioki, if you run it, contact us, please.
Right? Yeah.
Happy Little Clouds
right
Band.
Away.
Yes, Happy Little
Instagram.
Clouds Band. And they'll forward that info to me because I'll totally attend queerioki.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Well, I think it still happens on Thursday nights at the Midway Cafe. If I,
oh my
at
God.
The Midway?
I could stand corrected. I don't know if it's still happening. I haven't been, but that's when it happened. Anyway.
Let's talk about the future, not the past.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Stay
so,
on
yeah,
track.
We have that show. Again, that was December 5th.
Yep. At the Jungle.
At the Jungle. We love the Jungle.
Yeah, they've been good to us.
They have a nice tall stage, nice lights, comfy room, nice bartenders, sound people. We'll see you soon, Jungle. We miss you. Can't you tell?
Jess is gonna move into the Jungle.
I'm totally moving in.
Welcome
I love that
to
place.
The Jungle.
She'll live under the stage. It's
I
okay.
Will. Yeah. Yep.
Just set up a bed under the
no,
tall stage.
No, I will live on the stage.
On the stage?
On top of it.
Okay. Well, I mean, they book a lot of bands, so
I don't care.
You're gonna be sharing room with a lot of people.
You know,
over
I got
the week.
Really good at sticking white noise in my ears and sleeping through anything on tour. So I got this.
Jess is fancy. She's
no,
been on
stop
tour.
It. I didn't say it so that you'd bring it up. I was just meant to.
No,
were you
I
in another band?
I Jesus, I
what?
Hate it when
what?
I do that.
What's that other
band?
No.
What was the
you
band
were
you
in?
Were in?
God, I'm so embarrassed. Let's move on. Thank you.
I want to know.
No, it's so not anything, guys. Now you made it seem like
I don't remember you ever bringing up that you were in another band.
How dare you?
What you say?
I'm
all right. So
I'm so embarrassing. I do this.
Let's dig a little bit. I remember seeing a post from Jess not too long ago. That Jess only likes playing in one band at a time.
That is true. I am an absolute monogamous musician.
Yeah.
I am. That is 100%
true. You're not. You're not into filling in for other people.
I can't do
you're
it.
Not
nope.
into splitting your time.
Nope.
None
nope.
of that stuff.
Nope. I have a very, very tunnel vision attention.
But Jess was in a band called World Inferno Friendship Society.
Oh, and funny, Amanda Palmer, kind of tangential family. The drummer before me in World Inferno was Brian Viglione.
Of Dresden Dolls.
Nice.
Yes. So there, it's like a
full okay. circle.
Full circle.
There we go. All right. So December 5th at the Jungle. That is, what 2 weeks from now?
About
ish.
From now?
Ish. Yeah.
Something like that.
Almost.
The last show of the year.
Almost, yeah, last show of the year.
Goodbye 2024.
Don't miss it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's a Thursday.
I know.
We'll see you there.
Thirsty
it's a three-band bill.
Three-band
bill, people.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2024 kind of is for the toilet.
Flush it down. We got another turd coming in 2025.
Well said. Well said.
We're getting political in this segment, too. Oh!
Well, I mean, you know, when you live life.
Absolutely.
You got to stand up for the people that you love. And,
okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, The Jungle, December 5th.
Changing subject. Yep.
That's the show.
No,
we
more
have.
Like, more like back to the subject.
Back to the subject. That's true. Keep me focused.
New single in January.
Yep.
Which for which you'll come here the day before and tease us. anything more on the horizon beyond January?
Yes.
Or
in
what's
2 months?
What are you up to
after January? January, February, March, April, April-ish. We're releasing the next song.
Okay.
Oh, and right after we release the new single in January, we're gonna do like a video too. Like the next week or something. We'll release the song.
We'll be filming a video. We'll probably need some help. So if you want to be an extra in a Happy Little Clouds music video,
ooh.
Putting it out there.
Yeah.
Pay attention because we'll probably call
your bottom end is just shaking his head no.
Well, we don't listen to Derek.
Yeah, so. he's a
I'm very negative.
Lump on a log.
He's a curmudgeon.
You got to see.
Curmudgeonly.
You got to see this. even though I don't really have a great look on camera, I really like being on camera. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
What, okay. What,
so
you?
Meaning you'd like to.
I'm a camera ham.
All right.
I can
so
be a camera ham.
We're going to get
video.
You in the video. For sure.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. We have just a role for you.
Sweet. Ooh. All right. We will discuss that. We will discuss that off the air.
I'm the boss.
But we do got to wrap up because it's almost time to go.
Oh, wow.
So
play a PSA.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you.
Yes, I'm gonna be
all right.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S.
Are
Department of Transportation,
yeah,
RAD, the National right. Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
That's the first time anyone has requested a PSA.
I had a feeling.
Anyway, all right. Happy Little Clouds Band.
Yep.
Yeah. .com.
No, it's happylittleclouds.com.
Happylittleclouds.com was a Happy Little Clouds Band.
Instagram.
Yeah. Instagram.
And other socials, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go to the other socials and stream all the singles, even the old stuff.
The old stuff that
Jack
I didn't
does
even
not
remember.
Remember.
I didn't remember existing. Yeah.
Anyway, we will be back next week. Andrew will be here. More live music, more recorded music, all great music, and New England music. So I'm going to close out with some reverse. Enjoy. See you next time. 91.5 WMFO.
shade.